Welcome back. It is the Cat's Den right here on 101.3 The Game and 1013thegame.com. Again, we do this every Tuesday night, 6 until 7. We are counting down until Friday night because it is the official beginning of the UVM men's basketball season. Catamounts taking on Boston University. But that's not the only big matchup between the Catamounts and a team from Boston this week. The UVM men's hockey team is going to travel to always national contender Boston College. They'll play them for a two-game set starting Thursday. Let's go out to the TikTok Jewelers guest line and find ourselves the voice of Catamount Hockey. It's Michael Lear. Mike, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks so much for having me. Happy to be on the Cat's Den.
Well, I appreciate you joining us. Catamount split the weekend series with UConn. What a game on Saturday, huh? Goal late regulation in the third period, and then a goal with a half second left in overtime that gives them the win.
It was an unbelievable game. I was talking to assistant coach Ryan Callahan after, and in the post-game interview, pretty much all we could both say was, wow, because with 34 seconds left, the Cats actually scored, and then it was waved off because there were seven men on the ice, and the Catamount coach is new, so they put a bunch of guys out there to go celebrate with the team on the game-tying goal, and then UConn challenged. That goal was stripped away, so they thought they tied the game with 34 seconds left. Then they did it again with 12 seconds left on an awesome play from the faceoff dot on the left side. Great tying goal. And then, yeah, half a second left, Ace Collins scored a goal. It was his first college goal. He was assisted by a freshman. It was really an absolutely electric hockey game. It's not very common to have a buzzer beater call to end a hockey game.
How important was that win? Because the UConn is not a team that's traditionally at the top of Hockey East. The Catamounts could ill afford to go 0-1-1 in that weekend. How important was that win overall?
I think it was really important, especially because it was a home game. Last year, they only won three games at the Gut, and starting off 0-3 at the Gut was a tough thing to sell if that happened. So I think it was a really, really massive win, a tough loss at home against Quinnipiac, and then after that you took a game one where it was just a goaltender matchup that you lost. Both teams kind of just grinded it out. It wasn't a must win, but you're playing a middle of the pack Hockey East team. You're projected as a middle of the pack Hockey East team. You couldn't come out of that weekend with no points. So then when they tied the game, went to overtime, all right, at least get one point out of this. But then being able to get the win was a big turnaround, and it makes the record look entirely different. It makes the season look entirely different going into, as you were saying, a really tough stretch, and Boston College to start off a tough opponent.
UVM 3-3 overall on the year, 1-2 inside Hockey East play. Michael Lear, the broadcaster, with us here on the Cat's Den on 101.3 The Game. Michael, what appears to be the strength of this Cats team early on?
Early, their skating ability. It's a good group of skaters overall. I don't think they're going to kind of outsize many teams. They're just a pretty averagely sized team. But the fact that they can all skate very well and work together as a group, there's not really a Ross Colton that's going to dominate when you need somebody to dominate on this group. It's a team effort. It's kind of the collective way that they're going to put goals together. And you saw that against UConn. The last goal was a great face-off win by Liam Coughlin, a D-to-D pass, and a set-off and a tip in front. And that's kind of how they're going to create goals, is their ability to skate well all together, and the chemistry is going to be really, really important throughout the year to kind of create those, again, team-oriented or team-effort goals.
How good has Stefanos Lekas been in net? Because we had Kevin Sneddon on a couple of weeks ago after the Michigan game when they won, and Michigan was number 4. And I said, hey, he had 48 saves, and on the surface, that's great. On the downside, he's got to face 50 shots every night. So how good has he been in the face of a lot of pressure?
It's outstanding. It is so impressive. Obviously, coming in here, this is my first season with the Catamounts, and I read Lekas' stats, and I heard about him, and I was like, all right, great goalie. It's going to be fun to watch. But watching him is very, very impressive. It was shocking against UConn when you get the stat sheet after the game, and the 3 stars is an official stat that come out. And the first star is 99 times out of 100 the guy who scores the game-winning goal with half a second left in overtime. But on Saturday night, it was Stefanos Lekas, and he's going to be, as Kevin Sutton has said too, the MVP of most games, and you don't want him to be, and you keep saying that. You don't want him to have to stand on his head every time, but he consistently has, and his stats are looking even better than they did last year, and it is really impressive to see. The one thing I always say about him is, if you're going to rely on him, you can rely on him to win you one period a game or tie one period a game, and then you got to handle the rest. And you, if you look at a couple of box scores, you kind of see that, where there's always one period where he had to make 15 saves. And again, you don't want that every time, but that's the period where it's like, okay, first period we played okay and we went scoreless. Second period was Steph's period. Now it's up to us to score in the third. And he has really been an awesome back piece of this team. And I completely have confidence that he will be throughout the season.
UVM Athletic Director Jeff Shulman sat in with me for a full hour last week to talk about the new facilities project. It's the new gym for the basketball, the new event center, but a fully renovated Gutterson Fieldhouse. So someone who's just come into this situation, who hasn't been privy to 20 years worth of battling to make these things a reality, what are people saying inside the hockey program about what this Gutterson renovation can do for their program?
Definitely relief and definitely a ton of excitement. Kevin Stenner was saying, we were talking about kind of how it affects recruiting. And he said, well, 16 years ago when it was starting, we would say to recruits, and we're going to get a new building. It's great. But then as time goes on, that kind of becomes a mute point when nothing's actually happening. So he's excited about the fact that now every time you bring a recruit in, or every time you're even just talking to somebody, you can send them a link to an article saying, this is what the place is going to look like. This is the money that's going into it. And what they're really happy about as a group is that it's not a completely new building, and it's not going to strip any of the history away from Gutterson, which is definitely, even just only calling the three or four games there this season, you can't strip that away. It is truly one of the greatest venues to play college hockey in, and you couldn't just build a brand new one and say, all right, now we're going to play here. You really had to keep the tradition there, and that's something that the hockey group and the coaches and players are excited about, is that you keep the years and years of Gutterson Fieldhouse, but you upgrade it to look a lot like Yost Arena in Michigan, one of the, again, premier college hockey venues.
We had John Butchergross on about a year and a half ago in the huddle, and of John Butchergross.
He loves college hockey.
Yeah, he loves college hockey, and he also loves the Bucci Overtime Challenge, but he was telling us about how great Gutterson Fieldhouse is. As someone who's, as you said, in your first year, what has made it so special to you? How have you picked up on that history in just a handful of home games?
The energy is awesome, and obviously the first couple games we've had pretty great crowds on hand, but just in a logistics standpoint, just how steep the stands go at the end, and what you'd like the end zones of the rink, it really kind of corrals the sound and keeps the energy up the whole time. I think it feels like an old building, which is great, and just looking at the kind of mock-ups of what the renovations might look like, I think it's still going to feel like an old building, just kind of the tops would look a little bit more modern, and you'd have a couple of great amenities added to it. But the way that it forces all the energy into the rink because of how steep everything is and how the fans are literally right on top of the action, I think that's pretty cool. I love when you can hear fans. The press box is right behind the Catamount bench, and the fact that those fans are so close to the bench and absolutely audible to the referees and to the players on the ice is a riot, because they love to get into it, and why not? I mean, let them have some fun, but I think that's pretty cool how kind of the way that Gutterson is built, for whatever reasons, it forces all the energy straight into that Catamount logo in the center of the rink.
UVM hockey announcer Michael Lear with us here on the Cats Den, 101.3 The Game and 101.3thegame.com. Catamount's taking on Boston College in a late week showdown this week. A two-game set out of Chestnut Hill starts on Thursday. Michael, we've had this debate a lot when it comes to the basketball program. The program has had a lot of success, and half of our audience wants them to move conferences and go for the gusto, and the other half wants them to get really dominant in America East and be a team that can start to build up the Cinderella qualities that a Butler had or a Gonzaga. UVM men's hockey is the argument against why basketball shouldn't move conferences. People say, well, hey, hockey's in Hockey East, and they're a mid-level program. As someone who sees it now and is about to see Boston College play, what do you notice about playing an elite-level conference? You may not win the conference, but what are you seeing night to night that makes a league like that special?
It's fast. It is really fast, and it's probably, in my opinion, it's the best conference in college hockey. And while I haven't been around the Catamounts a lot, I've seen a bunch of college puck, and it's quick. And these guys are all top-tier talents that are all on the same group. And I think that because it kind of has that mentality of this is one of the best conferences, if not the best conference in college hockey, it almost takes the level of play up another step. Going into Boston College, I mean, it's everyone knows what Boston College is. It's perennial top-tier contender every year. And the Catamounts are part of that. Vermont is absolutely locked into that, and I think they accept that challenge. While it is a challenge, it's an exciting one. And if you can make it to the next level of competition where you're playing either in the Hockey Youth Playoffs or in the NCAA tournament, I think it really is going to prepare you for that, because throughout the season, especially come the latter half of the season, you're competing against the best of the best weekend in and weekend out, and everyone's grinding it out together. And I think that kind of provides a really fun competitive environment. And then when you play against Michigan to start the season, it wasn't really the energy around going into that number four team in the country, one of the best teams out there by the projections of whoever is making all of the projections. It wasn't really a place of fear, where I think that if you're in a lesser conference where, you know, you have your seniors who have played in a couple of games of that caliber, if they had played a Boston College once or twice in a non-conference game or whatever that may be, if you have that, you might not really feel as prepared going into face a number four team in the country to start the season, and you might have a little bit more nerves than I think they did. I think they really felt prepared for a game like that, and that's a product of being in Hockey East.
Michael, we'll get you out of here on this. You went to Syracuse, just graduated, so welcome to Burlington. Ask you this, Syracuse does not have NCAA hockey, so how did you hone your skills at a place that didn't have hockey at the highest level when you were a student?
Yeah, so I kind of just learned the ropes of basic broadcasting from football, basketball, lacrosse, baseball, soccer, field hockey, everything you could think of. But yeah, we didn't have hockey, and I played hockey my whole life. I've been lucky enough to be pretty close to the game since I was a kid. So I kind of just would sit in my room and do it on the computer and work on it that way. And I have a couple of good mentors in professional hockey that I get to keep in touch with, and they provide tips and tricks and will critique some of my stuff. So I was lucky enough to have that, and really, really excited to continue the hockey play-by-play job. It's been awesome so far. It's fast-paced and exciting, and unfortunately, I'm hoping I haven't gotten all the good stuff out of the way with an upset win at Michigan and a buzzer beater win in overtime at the Guts, but hoping that there's more exciting moments to come, and I'm sure there are.
Tell the truth. Tell the truth here on this, because I have a feeling you were probably like me, where you would mute your video games and play it and announce it yourself.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You're trying to do your best Doc Emrick impression, and it was horrible. Awful. And I'm not Doc Emrick. I'll never be Doc Emrick, but you got to try, right? Yeah,
absolutely. I remember, I'm not going to lie, I think it was last week I muted the MLB The Show broadcasters and started announcing it to myself. Michael Lear, the broadcaster for UVM men's hockey team, takes on Boston College upcoming on Thursday. Michael, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you again.
Hey, thanks a lot, Brady. Talk to you soon.